Hi there, listener. You're about to experience Tadpog. Tyler and Dave play old games, and there will be plenty of game talk, but also copious amounts of crude, off-color, offensive, and immature speech. So if you are of a rather sensitive humor constitution, we're just letting you know what you're in for with this show. It has games. It has jokes. You know, just games and jokes. Take the games, take the jokes, and have a good time.
Hello, Internet, and welcome to another Tadpog Original Flavor Wednesday podcast. It's a show that happens twice a week where two old guys and one rather pregnant young lady talk about old games.
What? That's me.
So today we'll be talking about IGN's 46th ranked game, Harvest Moon. Get that right out there.
Yeah.
So that's what we're talking about. If you want to hear about Harvest Moon, just stay tuned.
If you don't, I recommend you stay tuned anyway.
Yeah. Just let it run in the background. You don't have to pay attention, but get the download.
Yeah.
I'm your bearded host, Tyler, and I was digging around in my brain for like farm-related stories, harvest-related stories, and the closest thing I could come up with was between Meg and I moving back to Kentucky from D.C., there was a period where we were just unpacking and things like that before I started school again to finish my bachelor's. So I got... You're just looking at me.
Oh, just go on.
Okay. I was worried about all the math classes I was going to have to take.
I was like,
I'm going to zone out. I know I'm going to zone out and not be able to pay attention. So I got Concerta from my doctor.
What is that?
Which is like it's an ADD drug, so you can, you know, focus and pay attention.
You got a concerto?
I got a concerto. So I started taking it before school started to get it in my system and get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
But...
You abused it and became a Counter-Strike champion.
Well, you're not far off the mark.
Because this involved getting your Lushang's fishing rod.
I wasn't working and I wasn't in school yet. I was just taking this ADD drug.
Yeah.
So I would get up in the morning and I got just very, very into Zynga games on Facebook.
I remember Zynga.
Yeah.
I remember Zynga.
Particularly Farmville.
Oh, yeah. I see the tie-in now.
So this is where I would get up at like... 10 o'clock, and I would...
The farming hour.
Just the ripe early hour of 10 o'clock.
When all farmers wake up to tend their crops. Uh-huh.
And I would probably log off Facebook to start my day about 4 in the afternoon. So I would spend roughly 6 hours just on Facebook games.
Your wife must have loved that. Mm-hmm.
I made, I believe, like 13 fake accounts.
Nice.
All to help my main account.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So if I would just farm when I run out of energy, when I would need gifts, when I need stuff like that, then I would log in and out of my 13 other accounts to send myself presents and support. And I just didn't play Farmville. I played like all these other Zynga games too. So it was just a constant like, and because I had the ADD drug, like it didn't get boring. I would just do it so intensely. I would just, oh, hey, Meg's home from work. You know, once I get up in the morning, I guess I'll log off now. So.
Well, at least you had, you know, the power to do that.
But did he?
Oh, yeah. Was it like, oh, hey, Meg's home? Or was it like, oh, shit, Meg's home?
What have you done today? Well, I harvested just tons of cotton and soybeans.
Bumper crop.
I saved so many people and raised a lot of chickens today. Meg, it's so good. It's so good. So, yeah, I was...
Addicted.
It's okay.
You can say it.
I would say, I was addicted. But once I stopped taking the Concerta and then realized, like, I could just at least play other good video games and not Facebook games.
I could at least masturbate for 6 hours.
I could at least masturbate. I could at least play my PS3 and not fucking Zynga games.
All right. So, I mean, we're pretty much going to go ahead and turn this into the Farmville episode. Is that
right? Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Because I'm sure that everyone here at this table totally finished this incredibly long game. We've got someone with us today.
We do.
Should we do a proper introduction just to make Shake angry?
Yep, absolutely.
I'll let you do the honors.
So today we have my lovely, gorgeous, understanding, personable wife, Megan, returning to the show.
Hi, Hi, everybody. I didn't wait for my introduction to talk.
I'm glad. I like it when the guests just kind of jump in.
Good.
And just do their thing.
Tadpog listeners know me.
Mm-hmm. They know you they from know our disclaimer. From
yeah.
Yeah. Every they episode. Definitely know every my episode. Voice. That's me. Oh, well, my farm story is not Farmville related, although it very well could have been. I played a lot of Farmville.
Yeah, you kept playing way after I quit.
Oh, I did.
Did you start taking the concerto?
I didn't.
So this was just pure willpower.
Yes, this is just my stick-to-itiveness.
I spent real-life money buying you special pink animals whenever like you had a bad day or...
Did you it was spend like a real life occasion. Money?
Don't, yeah. make her, don't make her mad. Yeah. I see it. Yeah. I can see it bubbling up.
You love that pink stallion, though.
I do love it.
That's my porn name.
That's a good one.
Pink stallion, yeah.
Well, it's gay porn, though, right?
Well, it pays more. Mm-hmm. Considerably true. More. So, I mean, you all know. Right.
And this economy, you got to do it.
You know, we focus on Bailey J a lot, so clearly. Is that gay? I don't know.
So according
to our sex, it's not.
All right. Hey, look, guess I'm still straight.
Because everybody would be like, is it gay to like Bailey J? Nope. Everybody, no, of course it's not. No way.
My farm story. Oh, man, now it just sucks.
No, I'm sure it's going to be good. Just make something up.
When we moved back to Kentucky, I was really excited to start taking horseback riding lessons. Something that I had always wanted to do, and as a child, I always asked for them, and my parents said no because it was too expensive. So when we moved back, I decided, well, I'm just going to do it. Went ahead and started taking lessons, but I learned something very interesting about male horses.
Yeah? Mm-hmm,
when mm-hmm. they get going.
And what do you mean by that? Let's be very clear.
Trotting.
Okay.
Let's say trotting. So yeah, along. Yeah, they're okay. moving along. When they get going, sometimes some air gets trapped in their groin area.
How does that happen?
And it makes a really funny squishing sound every time they trot. So it's like trot squish, trot squish. Yes.
I don't do horses work a lot different than us, I just realized.
Like just,
they do. They
it's like
do.
A horse foreskin windsock.
No one actually explained.
That's our first song for our band.
I like it.
No, nobody, everybody was sort of embarrassed by me even asking about it. So
oh, it's like Fight Club. Like we don't talk about the squishing sound.
Basically. So I just said, oh, okay. But that's why they had to explain it. They said, well.
That's all his horse seed. Just sloshing around in there.
They just, the air gets trapped in their groin area. So I'm not sure where the air is or...
They must have like this massive urethra, right? That's just letting air in.
You think it'd make a whistling sound, but a squishing sound.
Somebody that has more horse knowledge should probably... Look, and
Tony. Tony, call in about horse Tony, cocks next Nicole, week.
Somebody, help us.
You can, yeah. I probably could have Googled it, but...
What's the fun in that?
It seemed like it was a private matter that would for
put
the horse.
You, that's another thing yes. that would put very you on a list. Invasive. Like a horse cock squishing sound. Reason?
Google would definitely track that.
And you search for it at work for some reason.
Like you do. Make sure to do an image search and not a website.
Or a video.
Turn for, safe for, search off.
For the explanation, I yeah. should look for
you
images.
You need a diagram, clearly, that shows, you know, the wind entering the horse's
mouth. Right. The arrows. Right.
Goes in its mouth.
Uh-huh. And it oscillates. Right.
And then makes a... I wish I could make the noise. It's kind of like a...
Go for it.
Do it. Do it.
You're ready to try.
Kind of like an armpit fart.
Really?
Yeah. Like a... Like, I can't do it with my mouth. It's like a... I can't do it.
That's fine. We can use our imaginations.
No, it's
like
not,
that.
Not like a fart. Yeah, you've got it.
Sounds like wet karate moves.
If so, only we... Yeah,
sounds like a karate tournament in a swamp.
If only we had Police Academy Guy on as our fourth guest today. He probably would know exactly the sound I was talking about.
Well, Micah, that's figure out his say. Name and tweet at him.
Can we tweet him? Can we get him, at least get him to call in?
Oh,
that would be great.
Didn't he pass away?
Oh, did he? Maybe he has a brother? who's also talented. who trained
alongside right. him.
He's the apprentice.
The art of sound effects.
I like it. I am Dave, mm-hmm. your bespectacled host, and I've got a farm story. I may have told this on the show before. I did my research and searched our site for two keywords, chicken and farm, and neither of them pulled anything up. But
you know, I feel like you once alluded to a chicken story, but never actually told it.
Oh, I didn't. Oh, well, maybe I was saving it for Harvest Moon. Because oh. like, I know, we'll have a farm. Surely we're going to have a farm-related game. Let me save it for that.
Or we'll do a Farm Simulator 2013 for a special episode.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody loves Farm Simulator.
That's a Monday show. Well, okay, I have this relative. Do you guys, maybe you guys are better family members than I am? Like, I have relatives that are, it's like, I know they're my relative, but I'm not like 100% sure how they're my relative. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. like, he's related to my mom somehow. He might be my mom's uncle or my mom's cousin or something like that.
Yeah. I have a ton of family in Kansas like that. I don't know how it works. And we went out there when I was little. I don't know who they really are, but yeah.
You know, I cannot relate to this.
Okay. Well, Tyler's with me. Okay. It must be like a Tyler Dave thing. I don't know. Mm-hmm. The Venn diagram of people who podcast regularly and strange family members. There's a huge overlap. But I had one of these relatives in Florida, and he owned a chicken farm. And we went to go visit him when I was, I don't know, maybe like 7 or 8 years old. And I loved animals. And I still do. Loved animals. So I was so excited to go to this chicken farm.
No.
Like super, super excited. It's like, let's do it. I was amped. I was pumped. We drove there from Kentucky. So we got there at night. And so I couldn't see any of the chickens because they were sleeping. You know, they're doing their thing. So I could barely sleep that night. You know, I was just kind of like tossing and turning because we were just staying there for the night, right? That's mm-hmm, it. Mm-hmm. And then we were going to continue to go to Louisiana to visit some other family. So we wake up in the morning and I'm like, I got to see these chickens. I got to see these chickens. And my mom was like, sorry, but we got to go. We got to go. We got to get in the car. We're gonna arrive in Louisiana too late. So fuck. So I'm, you know, I'm not saying that.
But. So then she smacked me in the face for saying that to her.
So she fed me to the chickens.
Oh, no.
So what I did was.
I just want to warn small Dave that you don't want to see the chickens.
Well.
Don't go in there.
I really wanted to see these damn chickens. And I begged and pleaded to stay. And my mom said, well, you can stay here if you want, and we can come. We will pick you up on our way back from Louisiana. You can stay here with your relative. And I was like, I kind of like looked at him, and like I don't know him at all, but I really wanted to see these chickens. And I was like, I'm in 100%. And like I could tell that like she was bluffing, and like I called her bluff, not you know unknowingly called her bluff, because I really wanted to see these chickens. Like it wasn't like a matter of principle for me. It's just there are fucking chickens here, and I want to see them. So she was like, she kind of looked at my dad, and my dad just kind of shrugged. He's like, well, he wants to stay. So I'm like, all right, I get to see chickens. This is like the first time. Like I hadn't even slept over at like anyone's house. Like no friend's house or anything like this. This is like my first time staying the night somewhere other than home. And so they leave, right? My mom is she's very uneasy about this. And the first thing I'm like, all right, let's go see some chickens. And my relative, he's an older man. About the same age as my parents, so probably he's my mom's cousin or something like that. He said, okay, let's go see the chickens. And he's like, we're going to see the chicks first. And I'm like, even better, chicks, yeah. So we go out, and like, he's got a lot of land, right? Mm-hmm. And so we go to this, like, big building that kind of looks like a hangar bay almost. Mm-hmm. And so he opens the door, right? And the first thing I notice is, like, this smells like nothing I've ever smelled before, ever. Like, this smells... I can't describe it. It just smells. It smells bad. It smells like a down pillow that someone's put on fire. You know what I mean? It's just like it like gets in your nose, and it's like, you know how like a paper plant smell will like just linger for like 5 hours after you drive through a town that's got one. It's like that. So I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I can get over this. I can get over this. And he turns on the overhead fluorescent lights, right? And right next to the door, he's got a big stick. In a big plastic bucket. And I'm like, well, that's weird. I don't know. I don't know. Let's just go. So he's like, all right, well, follow me and help me. I'm like, okay. So he gets this ogre club and this big bucket, right? And we're walking down these aisles, and then like out of the blue, he just knocks the shit out of a chick. And I lose my fucking mind. Like my like world just like came unglued. And like all of a sudden, like I'm in this horror movie and like I don't trust him at all anymore. It's just like I don't know who this man is. I have clearly made the wrong decision. I should have called my parents. So like he smacks one and like I just like I scream. This shrill, like, 8-year-old boy scream and just run. I just, like, run out of the barn and, like, I don't want to go to his house. So, like, I'm just, like, running in the field. So he has to chase me down and, like,
With the stick?
No.
And with the bucket?
He was smart enough to put the stick and bucket down. That would have been great. So, like, he had to chase me down, like, I don't know how long. Because when you're, like, seven or eight, and you get spooked, man. You got like this superpower. You can just fucking run like a cat. So finally, he caught me, and I was just still like just out of my mind to the point where he like I'm still crying, and like he picks me up, and like obviously does not know what to do with me, and like so we go into his house, and he calls my parents, and then my parents who are halfway to Louisiana, turn around and come get me.
Oh, no.
Now, clearly, I learned later that he didn't have anything personal against the chicks. It's just that they were sick, and he didn't want to feed them because that cost money. So, that's farming.
Man, you think he would have prefaced something or just
no
showed
warning.
You, like, the soft part? Like, just some healthy chicks first and then took you in the house and then went to
no
his
warning.
Business?
No warning. Oh, door open, lights on, and, like, I swear to God, within 20 seconds, there were dead chicks.
That's so awful.
So, I...
Like, it would have been even better if he just eaten them, like, Fable style. Just like...
I don't think that would have been better.
That definitely would have been worse.
So, I feel kind of bad telling that story because you're on the show, Meg, but I've got, like... I didn't want to bring things down, you know, but I literally have never been on a farm since. Like, I'm just untrustworthy. Well, I'm untrustworthy, but I'm also not trusting of farms as well.
Right. It's
pretty good.
Well, chicken farms, I mean, are the worst.
Yeah.
They do terrible things to the chickens.
I can't watch those videos because, like, yeah, I know. Look, I'm not like a vegan or anything, and I never will be because meat is really tasty, but I can at least fool myself into mm-hmm. knowing that my food doesn't have a face right now.
It's fair.
All right. Harvest Moon.
Harvest Moon.
Harvest Moon.
Mm-hmm.
Long game.
Long game.
Long game. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Different game. Different
true.
Kind of game.
But do you hear that? Do you hear that?
Mm-mm. Is it the sound of innocent chicks being slaughtered and put into a bucket?
That's for pigs.
Yeah, it's the Dave Roots and Wikia pig call.
Oh.
What's a chicken call?
Bark, 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 bark.
I think that's a Swedish chef call. Bark, bark.
Dirty bird, a chicken.
It's got a weird thing for chickens.
You know, Gonzo had a weird thing for chickens.
Oh, no, it's Gonzo that has a weird thing for chickens. You're right.
Because I think Gonzo was always trying to rescue the chickens from the Swedish chef.
Yeah, because the Swedish chef was trying to kill them.
Yeah, he's going to butcher
them. Remember
the
Swedish chef having, like, a cleaver and with, like, a running chicken?
That guy used to freak me out when I was a kid because he was, like, half Muppet, half man. You know what I mean? Because he had the man hands.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then he was trying to kill chickens on top of that. And after the chicken farm, he's just like, forget about it. I never ate a chick in Fable, by the way. Like, even if I wanted to make an evil character. So I never had an evil character in Fable.
But, well, the easiest way to be good is to be vegan in Fable. So if you only eat, like, tofu and celery and shit like that, like, you'll get good karma. So
Peter Molyneux just shoving his political agenda down my
exactly.
throat.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right, guys. Harvest Moon or Hunter's Moon are traditional terms for the full moons occurring in autumn. Usually in September and October, respectively.
Okay. Hold up.
Yeah.
Is this the... What Wikipedia did you find?
Harvest Moon?
Okay.
That's what we're talking about, right?
That's true.
And apparently...
The lunar event.
It's sequel, Hunter's Moon. One came out in September. The other came out in October.
we just love Ben Franklin's Farmer's Almanac.
You know, there are a lot of different kinds of moons. I didn't realize that until I did a little bit of research. Like every month has like 3 or 4 damn moons. It's ridiculous.
Mm.
And I think one of my favorite is called like Hunger Moon.
Mm.
So that's a good one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What's it like?
Everyone gets really hungry.
Wait, so that's...
And that's what this game is about.
Does it look different than a regular Harvest Moon?
I gotta tell you.
Because it's really hungry. It's an emaciated moon.
It's like
endomorphic.
The man in the moon's jaws moon. Are emaciated.
It's like an orange quarter moon. It's a hunger moon.
I think they're all full moons.
I don't understand at all what a hunger moon would look like.
And there's also a wolf moon, which is obviously when everyone turns into a werewolf, mm-hmm. and we've all been through that. So
3 wolves howling at the moon.
I don't know about a blue moon. I knew that. Yeah.
Tell me about a blue moon.
The second full moon in a month is a blue moon.
Because usually it doesn't happen very often.
So people say, you know, that's why it's once in a blue moon.
Oh, I like that.
I think Harvest Moon gets its name because since it's right around the time of the fall equinox, like it comes up shortly or at the same time as the sun setting. So farmers have a longer time where they can harvest their crops, which is fitting to this game.
Tad Tom.
Tyler and Dave talk about moons.
I would be happy to do that, honestly. And I think
so would Wiley
at
Ammons.
Least Wiley would listen to it. So maybe that'll be like my own side project where I just get on here alone and talk about moons. Moons and chickens.
We're talking about Deimos, the second moon of Mars. Ooh.
Please, we're talking about Ganymede today, okay? Harvest Moon, guys. The video game, otherwise known as Bokujo Monogatari,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
is a virtual role-playing game. I think that's questionable. for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System, developed and published by Pac-In Video, which just sounds like a place where you go to rent movies in the early 90s.
Or a adult theater.
Pac-In Video. Mm. Yeah. We specialize in anal, I think is their motto. It was first released in Japan in 1996 and then came out in 1997 in North America.
Mm, this is like last. Late. Yeah.
Yeah, late. Because I think Street Fighter Alpha 2 is one of the later games, and that came out in 97, I think. Mm. This is the first game in the long-running Harvest Moon titles, and they have a lot of fucking games because the last I looked, they had it was in the 20s, and I had no idea that there were so many Harvest Moon games.
I knew of 5, but... Damn.
I knew that there was this one, so you're better off than I am. The gameplay consists of, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Daily farm tasks, such as watering crops and taking care of animals.
Yep.
That's it. That's Harvest Moon.
Yeah. You can also get a wife.
They don't talk about
dating sim.
Yeah, they don't talk about the dating sim. I feel like they kind of downplayed that a little bit because they didn't want to send off creepy vibes.
Well, see, I think that's always that's a big selling point for a game because even now, if you talk about Mass Effect, one of the first questions you talk about is who'd you romance?
Yeah, that's true.
Sure, the multiverse is coming to an end, but who are you gonna fuck at the end of this game? You know, and you're.
I think
in between missions, you're going back and checking, and people, that's important to people.
Oh, yeah,
agree. Despite the fact.
No, I agree. And I know I'm in the minority here, but I think that may speak to the quality of the story of Mass Effect. Because I agree. It's I only played Mass Effect 2,
mm-hmm.
but I was much more interested in the romance storylines as I was in the overall plot.
Yeah.
Because I knew I was going to win. You know what I mean? It's like. You're gonna fucking.
That's not gonna change.
You're gonna fucking win. But what can change is: am I gonna piss off this this alien chick, or am I gonna get to see her face? And is her face what's under there? Is it gonna eat me?
Talibor Vos Normandy.
Yeah, I guess so. Clearly, I'm not ready for a Mass Effect show.
I could do a Mass Effect. I love Mass Effect. That's pretty much the only reason I had an Xbox was just for the Mass Effect series. But Harvest Moon.
Harvest Moon.
Okay. Very first thing in the game, I have a gripe.
Okay.
So the very first thing is you name your character.
Yes.
What do I name my character? Meg. My name's Meg.
And then they say, wrong, that's a girl's name.
And then they say, all right, Mr. Meg. You sexist people, I am allowed to be a girl farmer. that woos other women, I guess.
FarmersOnly.com. We can plug down to the sponsorship.
Is there like a farm? Is that like the farmers dating scene? Like the online dating scene?
Uh-huh. They have to be lonely on FarmersOnly.com.
You're not kidding.
Nope. No,
you're not kidding.
Not.
I thought you made this
we
up.
Not. We are
I
not.
Thought you made this up.
Nope.
This is a real thing? It has real commercials?
It has the shittiest commercials. Like it's the cows talking about like, she's awful lonely walking the fields again.
No, you're kidding.
No, this is real. Kidding. This is real.
Did you get together and like plan this out before you came in? Like,
nope.
We realize Dave doesn't watch a lot of television, so let's fuck with him tonight.
No, this is real.
Wow, they like are really that the whole online dating thing is like really getting niche apparently.
It's like it must be a big thing.
Wow,
because I saw they had a really shitty commercial, but then like recently I saw they had a much better commercial. So I guess it really took off. Like there must be a market for it.
Or they got one rich farmer.
Like all the people that work for Monsanto were like, we want to hook up outside the Monsanto hierarchy. So FarmersOnly.com.
I'm going to say something sexist.
Okay.
Since we're throwing accusations towards this game, which I agree with. But I was kind of surprised that you have to play as a boy.
Yeah.
Because this is where the sexist part comes in, because this feels like a girl's game. Like
it does. Like, no, I kind of agree.
I mean, it feels like a game that, like, because I feel like a lot of Super Nintendo games don't even fucking bother trying to cater to females.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't, I think they were like, well, boys play our games, so we're going to market everything towards boys.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But maybe it's a cultural difference. Maybe it's in America, this is like a girl's game. But maybe in Japan, this would be totally something the boys would be into.
Could be. The boys could be into it here, too. But I feel like they missed an opportunity there.
They did. I agree.
I heard about Harvest Moon. I mentioned it to you, and you were immediately interested like years ago whenever I first
thought
about it.
I started playing it. But not. I don't think this version was on the DS.
Yeah, no, it was a different version on the DS.
It was a different version. Did not get very far.
But also I feel like I should throw this out here right away. While this game does have pros and cons, I don't think anybody can argue with me. This game is pretty boring.
Yeah?
It's
what's boring about it?
Everything.
Yeah?
Because it's just like, it's like virtual checklist.
No, yeah.
So like Meg, we hit, because of the snow, you know, Meg was off, so we were both at home, and she's like, well, let's just lay in bed. We'll play Harvest Moon.
Yeah.
We were both so fucking bored trying to play Harvest Moon. Just if it's just you in front of your Nintendo, just playing Harvest Moon.
Yeah.
It is so fucking boring.
Can I tell you what I did?
What?
I caught up on 8 hours of podcasts while I played it.
It is ideal for multitasking.
It is. And I felt like such an asshole because just a few episodes ago I said that's a hallmark of a bad game. So while I was playing it, which I thought it was fun while I was listening to the podcast.
Right.
But like as soon as an episode ended, I was like, what am I doing? Mm-hmm. What the fuck is going on in here? And then I'd have to stop and like find another episode and play it and be like, all right, we're good now.
So now I 100% agree because laying in bed and playing it, terrible. Go to the living room and watch the TV shows I've DVR'd while playing it. Totally fine.
Yeah, I finished.
No qualms.
I watched a few episodes of Misfits while I played it. Like, I mean, it was just like, I can see from your perspective. Because, like, when I was playing, I was like, this is probably what it feels like for Tyler when he plays a lot of games.
And I can't imagine being a kid, because as a kid, I didn't have two TVs. I didn't have access to what I have now. So I couldn't imagine enjoying this as a kid.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I actually remember the first time I saw it was at a friend's house, and he was married. And I asked him, I was like, what is that? He said, don't worry. It's my wife's. It's stupid. Okay.
Oh, man.
But that's all. Though we say it's boring and it was good to multitask, it's not a bad game. No. I'm not going to be in here shitting all over it, saying it's horrible. It's not a bad
game.
That's
my job this episode.
It's got a lot of intricacies.
Yeah, it's
strangely addictive at some point. It gets really,
it's different.
Yeah. Yeah. I felt like it did get really addictive, man, because especially early in the game where I didn't have a routine, I feel like I got to a point in the game where it's like I have so much shit to do, so many virtual chores to do that I have to develop a routine to make sure that I do all of them. Mm-hmm. That's when it got boring for me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like in the first season where I was just kind of figuring out the game and I was like – poking around, exploring. Mm-hmm. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. But you have to be like, daylight is so limited. You have to be super structured in how you play this game.
Yeah, you know.
Daytime mm-hmm. lasts about 2 minutes and 45 seconds, the daylight of each day, and that is fucking ridiculous. Nighttime is infinite.
Yeah.
Nighttime will go on as long as you want it to.
Yeah.
You can spend 6 real life hours cutting down trees, but 2 minutes and 45 seconds worth of daylight to get all the shit done with, like, stores being open, girls you want to talk to, talking to other people to fish. Yeah. Like, your window is so small.
And see, I don't have a problem with that as long, but I do have the problem with the infinite night, because I always felt like I was cheating the system if I was doing a whole bunch of chores at night.
Mm-hmm. Who farms at night? What real farmer exclusively farms at night?
Well, now I think that's why they call it Harvest Moon, because every night has a Harvest Moon in this city.
Okay.
Well, we totally missed that.
That makes a little more sense.
I kind of made it up.
It does make sense.
It does make sense.
It was the only way that I could make myself continue to play it, because I was really mad that I had to do everything at night.
And let's see, because I'm going to make a broad comparison. Because let's see, a lot of people will...
Please, we love those.
When people talk about Skyrim, a common complaint is mile wide, inch deep. Because there's like so much to do, and you think it's going to be like deep and a lot of stuff, but it's really just... You just skim the surface, but there's just a lot to do. I feel like Harvest Moon, for its time, is the opposite. It is an inch wide and a mile deep, because you only have like 3 to 4 different screens you can visit, but there is just like so much shit that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Like I read, because once I started playing it, I had no idea what the fuck was going on, and I tried reading the game facts, and it just pissed me off. I just got increasingly angry.
We should talk about how you learn this game.
Yeah, I was about to ask if you watched the how to play section.
For about 5 minutes, I was like, you are not telling me how to play.
Oh, yeah?
It's just...
It just felt like it was just you're just watching a video.
Yeah, like a gameplay video. Yeah, I kind of felt the same way. Like, they don't tell you what buttons to press to like pick things up and stuff like that.
No, so on the title menu, you can press start, or you can learn how to play. So of course, I went to how to play.
Right.
And then I thought something was wrong. Like, I wasn't getting a tutorial or any directions. I was just kind of watching a gameplay video. Like, I had left it on the start screen too much, so I went back and I did it again.
And by go back, you mean reset it?
Yeah. I was like, all right. And I did it again. And no, it's the same thing. It's not really a tutorial. So it just kind of, it's like, well, here's a video of someone playing, but they don't tell you. So he's like weeding in the beginning.
Picking up rocks.
Picking up rocks. But they don't tell you anything, like how he got, where he got the hammer or sickle or anything like that. You just watched him do
that. Soviet Russia, of course. Hammer and sickle.
Right, there is.
Well, like, what the story behind this game is, like...
Communism. Clearly.
Karl Marx is like, hey. No, your parents own this farm, and your parents just decide to leave for 2 years and leave the farm to their son.
I think they do a good job of showing that when you actually start the game, because you get this little vignette where there's no dialogue, and you see this older woman crying and this little boy going down the road, and then she runs for him, and then this man stops her. So I was like, okay, well, that's his mom and dad, I'm assuming, or it's his social worker. I don't know. But he's protecting him from this maniac.
Okay, so...
And then you just get kind of thrown in. You just wake up in your dilapidated farmhouse in this field covered with like rocks and weeds and a silo with nothing in it, two other buildings completely empty, and you just have to...
Guy takes you to town.
Figure shit out. Yeah, a guy in a truck takes you one screen over.
Yeah.
Where you have to talk to... you are required to move on in the game. You have to talk to... all of the important NPCs in town.
Every one of them.
And
there's a specific requirement as to how you talk to them.
Yeah, you have to go. So shopkeepers, you can't just talk to them over the counter like you're used to. You have to go behind the counter to have a different...
Where you don't belong.
No, it's against the rules.
Right. Everyone learns that.
Everyone knows that from playing other RPGs. You're not supposed to go behind the counter.
Or just go into the store.
You get yelled at.
Mm-hmm.
So, it takes a really long time to figure that out.
Maybe I think maybe in Japan it's traditional. You go behind the counter to actually talk to the person. Actually, Shake told me something interesting. Like, whenever we were here, he always spent time talking to every cashier whenever we'd stop for gas or go out somewhere. Like, he went out of his way to have a conversation with them. He's like, I do this because I want to, because I kind of miss just banter with people. Because in Japan, like, it is very taboo to do anything outside of a straight business transaction with a cashier.
Really?
Like, you go in, they will smile, say what their line they're supposed to say, take your, you know, transaction, smile, and wish you a good day. And if you try to do anything else, like when he first got there, like, there was a cute girl at the gas station where he picked up like some milk, and he tried talking to her, and like, her eyes went real wide, and like, she blushed and like shook her head, and like, people were staring at him like, you just do not talk to people.
Then I don't understand Harvest Moon.
Right. Nope. Yeah. Maybe this is, you know, fantasy. Right, exactly. Some Japanese hipsters made this game.
Well, you go behind the counter, you had that conversation.
Yeah.
Well, you have those behind the counter conversations, and they sort of give you a little bit of an idea of what to do, but not really a how to do it. They hint, like, you go to the garden store and she kind of hints that you're going to plant things at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah. But other than that, you don't really learn how to play.
No. And I, like I said, that was my favorite part of the game was learning how to play.
Really?
Yeah.
That was so frustrating for me.
I liked it a lot because it was just kind of, I don't know, trial and error. And I got to play with all the tools and figure those out. And then once I got everything figured out and I developed a routine, it was like, well, I'm pretty sure I could finish this game, but I don't think I'm gonna, because I feel like I've done everything in the game already. It's just a matter of doing it for 40 more hours.
And there are like 5 or 6 different endings.
I heard that. Yeah.
And if you want like the best ending, I'm sure I did the same thing, just kind of walking around trying to figure it out. If we had played through to the end that playthrough, we would have gotten a bad ending.
Right, because we didn't max out our farm
immediately. You have to know exactly what you're doing from the start. You have to know how, I mean, since daylight's so short, you have to know exactly how many footsteps you're going to take each and every day for whatever task you want to do.
Like in real life.
Yeah, exactly. We measure out your footsteps. All right, my pedometer is going to give me 500 a day, and once I run out, I'm just going to sit down.
Yep, I'm done. Fuck it.
So it's like, it was, I can certainly see the appeal, and it was fun to a point, but sort of the presentation just ended up making me frustrated. And then every game facts was like, I just want something like, tell me like, first season, here's what, you know, would be a good idea to do. Instead, every single game fact just bombards you with all the crazy information in the game.
How to max it out.
How every girl, all their likes, all their dislikes, all the crops, all the animals, all the fairy tales, all the festivals, all just overwhelming information. And it's like half this you can't see for a year or more in game.
The game takes place over 3 in-game years or 2.5?
Something like that, yeah.
I probably spent maybe 10 or 12 hours, and I got to the second season of the first year because I was doing that much stuff at night.
Yeah.
Like, I was just chopping down stumps and doing all this shit at night, which, like you said earlier, I got unlimited time to do.
Right.
And it was just, I got tired of it.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't do this. I can't continue to do this because I just can't. It's like, this is ridiculous.
It is not a game for adults.
No.
This would have been, if I could have gotten into it, it would have been, you would have gotten a lot of mileage out of this game as a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it would have been even harder to figure out as a kid. I could see getting frustrated with this as a child because I wouldn't know what to do.
So maybe as like, if you're 12 or 13, this is a good game.
I don't know what they've done in the recent versions, but I know one like just came out for the 3DS not too long ago.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
I imagine it's probably got to be a more enjoyable experience than this was.
Hopefully.
Well, when I played the one for the DS, it was pretty similar.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there were a couple different nuances, and I think that there were, you know, it was...
So you knew, I didn't realize that you'd played it.
I started it on the DS, but I didn't play it for very long.
You didn't get into it then?
I just didn't get into it.
See, and I heard from 4 different people who were so excited about Harvest Moon.
I know, and they're really going to be bummed out.
So, like, I mean,
sorry.
I don't know if it's something, I think it might be one of the things, like, have you played it recently? Because, like, I can see as a kid, like, being into this, and especially if you have a certain type of personality, how much you would enjoy it.
I think that I really could have enjoyed this when I was about, like you said, 13 years old, because I think I really could have gotten to the repetition. And I also think that this game has a lot of babes in it. It has a lot of, of hot babes in it.
Mm-hmm. You go hot tubbing.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm. Take a few of those to the spring. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'm just saying.
All right, so we have to talk about, like, who did you choose to romance?
I was going to ask you that. I'm honored that you asked me first. Mm-hmm. I really am. You made my day. I chose Ellen.
Which one was she?
Ellen is the one who gives you the dog in the beginning.
Okay. Oh.
And I remember when she gave me the dog, because very early in the game, one of the NPCs gives you a dog. And I remember thinking when she gave me the dog, I hope she's romanceable, mm-hmm. because she just gave me a dog.
And I believe she's the hardest one to romance, too.
I think the alcoholic one is the hardest.
See, that's who I went after.
I'm glad you did, man, because I think that this answer is very akin to Phil's sandwich question. Like, I think it, like, says a lot about who you are. And I, like, because... that because I knew that's who you were going to go for. Not to say that you're alcoholic.
Here it is. I thought about this beforehand.
Okay.
See, this shows that why you're the exception and why I'm with you. Because in other romantic ties in my personal life, I tend to have, like, the hero complex. Because I would usually go after, like, the broken girl that you can save, the girl who has issues, the girl who's going to be trouble.
Well, she's also clearly the most physically attractive.
Mm-hmm. That's true. She has her belly showing in her animation. No, it's true. Like, you think about the girls that I've dated.
But let's be clear.
That you are not that. Like, it never worked out with any of these girls. So who do I end up with? The girl who is certainly not damaged in any way and who is wonderful and pretty.
You're a teenager. How do you have a hero complex as a teenager?
No, I thought we were talking about right now.
Right now. Like, all of my affairs are strictly.
Yeah, all of them.
Strictly.
All of this Craigslist
postings. Trash girls and midriffs.
You haven't noticed them around?
I go to the tanning salon and just pick up women that have their midriff showing and are clearly alcoholics. That's what I want.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, gotta save him, Meg.
The tanning salon / bar.
So I know James Livingston understands. I've had this conversation with him. Idea. James Livingston's like, I get that. I'm the same way, except for my current wife. She's the only one who wasn't like that, and it worked out.
If it makes you feel any better about what I think about you, it wasn't because of any of that stuff. It was just that clearly she was the most attractive girl in the game.
Well, see, I thought the Tinker girl was also very cute.
See, I thought she was too tomboyish for you. Mm. But
I liked Garden Girl. She
the super pink girl
with the pink
super
hair.
Pink hair, yeah.
I liked her too.
I thought about the God Girl for a second.
The mayor's daughter.
Uh huh. Because she's extremely devout. Extremely religious.
She wearing a habit? Was she?
I think it's just a hairband.
Oh, just hair.
Blue hair and a hairband.
Oh, okay.
I think.
See, this game could have done with, like, some artwork. Like, if you talk to them, if a portrait. Well, if a portrait would have come up.
Yeah, you're right.
That would have helped.
Because all of the girls look identical, except they switch their hair out.
It's like the hair color.
And their clothes.
Yeah. We really need to know which is the prettiest.
Yeah, exactly. I think in, like, Eve. Harvest Moon 64, they fix that, and there are character portraits, and they're very anime style, except for, like, the one weird looking girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ellen. She was, every time I'd go talk to her, she would tell me how much she liked animals.
She has a bird.
She has a bird named Peachan.
Peachan.
That sings to her.
Did you get the task to go find Peachan?
No, I did not get that task. I also didn't get the task to read her diary on a regular basis, but I did that anyway. Mm-hmm. to check and see how much she liked me.
How many hearts.
Right.
Because
you
check their diary, and however many hearts they have is how much they like you.
Right. Let's just say I spent most of my nights chopping down trees and not a whole lot of nights talking to Ellen, because I only got 2 hearts. And I think you have to get, like, 7 hearts before you can marry them or something like
6.
That. 6. Is it 6?
See, Eve, I thought Eve was easy because Eve is the only one you can talk to at night.
And she's in a building.
Yep.
Time stops at night, and it also stops inside buildings. Mm. So from what I understand, you could just go into Eve's place of business, wherever she works.
At the bar.
And just talk to her for as long as you want. Mm-hmm. From what I understand, you could get her to 6 hearts like that.
It was pretty easy because all her gifts that she likes mm-hmm. are all free. So you can go to the forest and pick her flowers. You can go get her a mushroom. You can get her berries. That's what she likes. She
likes mushrooms, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
She's mm-hmm. crazy.
The only thing she doesn't like that is free is fish. That's basically her only. So she's
that's a free.
Because you can, yeah, you can fish. They're free. But this is the only thing she didn't like. But she,
what girl does not love it when a man brings her
just a raw fish?
Right? Can I say something
so
about the fish?
That's how I first seduced you.
Yeah. I took like 3 fish. That's it.
3 fish.
Do you know that fish is like the only animal in this game that is treated as food? I think that's interesting because you'd never eat the cows that you raise.
Right. You
milk them and you don't eat the chickens either. You can sell the eggs.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And also, the fish are the only animals in the game that look like fish. Everything else, all the other animals are super cartoony,
mm-hmm. yeah.
which makes it okay to eat the fish.
Right. It's a pescatarian.
Because that was the only way for a mm-hmm. long time that I could make money was just fishing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's you could maybe, if you were lucky, get 2 fish in a day.
Yep.
Maybe.
I think I'm maximum 2 fish.
And they rot. So if you mm-hmm. if you try to turn one in after 5 o'clock, that no.
You're done.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And it was so hard to make money at first. Spring crops are awful. You hardly make any money off spring crops. Summer crops yield a lot more money.
Tomatoes and potatoes?
And corn.
And corn.
Corn yields corn, a lot of right. money. But you have to be like strategic about how you sow your field because you have to do it strategically so you can reach and water everything in range.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's where I had a really big problem with the game. It got really tedious. I felt watering everything mm-hmm. with my little watering can because at any given time, each night I had to water like 27 little plots, right?
Yeah.
And it's just like, well, I know what I'm gonna be doing for the next 12 minutes. Individually watering each one of these plants.
Yeah.
Eventually you get a sprinkler that does 3 squares at once.
Yeah.
But it's expensive and it's later.
Animal Crossing.
Yeah. I'm glad that you're here, Meg, because I've actually got in my notes that I feel like this game reminded me a lot of Farmville for one.
Mm-hmm.
Which people on the internet don't like to hear that. So if you ever go on the internet, don't say that.
Don't say that.
Because they get angry about mm-hmm. it. This is nothing like Farmville. Do we all understand?
Uh-huh.
But I also, it kind of reminded me of Animal Crossing a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
But I think Animal Crossing's more fun.
Well,
I can see where it sort of lands in the middle of the two games.
Animal Crossing is real time, so, I mean, you get more time to do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, there's a lot of those kind of, like, fishing and watering things.
Chores. Yeah.
Weeding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it kind of reminded me of Animal Crossing, just not as cute or fun.
Mm-hmm. Also, I had to play this game on mute. I had to.
You hated the music?
Hated the music. I hated the sound effects.
I also didn't mind the music so much, but it was the fact that it never really changed until mm-hmm. the next season. So after, you know, I'm sitting in front of this thing for a really long time, and it's like by like the first hour, the track hasn't changed. That's when I was like, all right, we're going to go ahead and mute this and listen to podcasts.
But see, because the game is long and can be tedious. But also, you know, addictive and enjoyable. It's also at the same time just too long and too quick because of so many seasons and so many years. And then certain segments like daytime being just so damn quick.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it just didn't hit a proper balance in like any regard.
Weird rhythm.
Mm-hmm. Weird rhythm.
A game that, you know, is reliant on you developing a schedule and a pattern and then just the rhythm being so weird. It was kind of off-putting. But the game is, for its time, really unique and a pretty big risk. And I'm glad that it was made. And I feel like it opened the door for a lot of future games sort of in this same vein.
Right.
Yeah, so it has a lot of merit.
I think it
just
belongs
wasn't
on
for
the,
me.
I feel like it belongs on the list.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think it does too. I think it belongs probably in the 80s.
In the 80s? Well, I would probably put it in the 60s just because of its uniqueness.
Yeah.
Like you're not going to get a lot of other games like it.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
But
I think that, you know, simulation games were not really a thing yet.
Yeah.
I can't think of any.
I mean, they had, like, you know, a lot of simulation games on the PC, but I can't really think of many that were on the console. SimCity came out on the Super Nintendo, I remember. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that's like a heavy simulation game. Right. This is kind of a hybrid between an RPG and a sim. Hmm. What'd you guys think about how the game looked? I know we're not too jazzed about the sound, but...
Graphics were okay. I mean, yeah, it was cartoonish enough that I feel like it's going to hold up over time.
I liked it.
Yeah, I didn't have any issues with it.
Because, Meg, you like color. You like bright, colorful things.
Yeah, it was colorful enough.
It reminded me a little bit of two aesthetics merge into one. It kind of reminded me of Kirby's Dream Land meets Little Lulu.
Yeah, all the girls' eyes are very Little Lulu-esque. Uh-huh.
Everyone's eyes. Everyone's eyes are very vertical. They're extremely tall and very vertical.
I wouldn't mind checking out Harvest Moon 64 just to see how much they improve on the formula in the next game in the series.
Everyone in the Harvest Moon subreddit says that's the best one.
Hmm. Okay.
Harvest Moon subreddit.
There is a Harvest Moon subreddit. And a lot of people ask, where should I start? And a lot of people say Harvest Moon 64.
So not this one.
Yeah, they don't specifically say not to play this one, but they say to start on 64.
Hmm. I can see where this is like just the idea coming out and it just needed to be tweaked a lot more to really be enjoyable.
They definitely need to tweak the translation because the translation in this game is ridiculous. It is ridiculous.
They do some funny things.
It's hilarious because like when you sell something, you pick it up and you just throw it. You just throw it in your mailbox. And around 5 or 6, someone just comes by and takes it and they say, that'll cost you 300 gold. And I'm like, well, all right, I don't have like an option to tell you no, so I guess I'm going to have to pay you 300 gold. And then the next day, you get 300 gold.
Yeah, you have to check your problem. Ledger.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a problem.
There's a whole bunch of other stuff like...
anything at the church is always really funny, translation-wise.
Yeah.
They do talk about there are... more heavy Christian overtones in this game than I've seen in any other game.
Well, and I've got that.
Christian? Because there's that weird statue.
Well, there are crosses and they mention God by name.
It's really weird because they worship the harvest goddess, but everything, like the church is very like Catholic and like there's a priest, you know, wearing collar and everything like that. And they do say God. So it's really like this... like, they can make a movie about this where it's like this unassuming farm village that, like, worships God. But meanwhile...
But really, this right next to the altar is this huge statue of the goddess.
Right. Who, of course, can't be a harvest goddess for the purposes of our movie, but maybe a harvester of blood.
Very nice.
And did you meet the tiny gnomes?
I didn't. I wanted to. I heard they were in the game, but I didn't meet them.
I met them shortly before I came over here to record.
Yeah.
Like,
where are they? They're like underground somewhere.
You get up one morning and somebody's like, I heard something on your farm. You might want to check it out. And you go and one of the trees is knocked over and you go inside and there are these tiny gnomes in there and you talk to them and they'll turn your equipment into gold equipment, which is much better. And you find a starving one and give him a mushroom and he improves. That's how you get the gold edition of the tools that have a much wider range. Like, the gold sickle has a 9-square range as opposed to 1.
I saw a video how you get the golden axe. Have you seen that? Did you get the golden axe?
I didn't get
the
golden axe.
You know the fishing hole?
Yes.
You go, it's kind of interesting because they pull from like some Roman mythology. Like you go in and if you use your axe right by the water, you drop your axe in there. And then this woman comes out of the water and says, did you drop your axe? And you can say yes or no. You say yes. And she says, was it a golden axe? And if you say no, she says, I like honest people. Here, you can have this golden axe.
That is exactly how you upgrade your equipment as well in Link to the Past. Yeah. Exactly.
Yep. Yep, I remember that. That's used like, apparently that's used over and over again. But
Lady of the Lake, Excalibur.
Right, yeah. But it has its roots in, it's Roman mythology with Mercury, right?
Yes.
Because it's like Hermes.
The planets are all named after Roman.
Yeah. So it has its roots in a story where a woodsman drops his axe in a river and Mercury just pops up and is like, hey, bro, is this your axe? And he's like, no, I didn't have a gold axe. And he's like, You're cool, man. You ain't gonna lie to me. Have a gold axe. You have all the axes. He gives him like three.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. It pays to be an honest woodsman.
It's true. But overall, game is odd, had its issues, but enjoyable, unique. One thumb up.
Do you have achievements for this game?
I do. I have three. Now, the first one is Gene Simmons. You unlock Gene Simmons by getting...
As a playable character? I would love that.
If you get all the girls to 6 hearts, but never marry any of them.
I hear that's one of the endings. I hear there's a bachelor ending to the game.
Nice.
I haven't watched it online or anything, but rumors are abound.
The other one, dog lover,
mm-hmm.
to where you do nothing but hang out with your dog until your parents come back.
I pick them up a lot. I hear that... Like,
you're supposed to hug him.
It's an unmentioned secret for the best ending to hug your dog 100 times.
Well, see, I got into the habit of I'd wake up in the morning and I'd pick him up and I'd take him outside with me. And then when I'd go to bed, I'd pick him up and take him inside with me. So
Prodigal Son being the last one. And that is basically get married, have 2 kids, 6 cows, 13 chickens, max out. Like the best ending is how you get Prodigal Son.
Send one son away.
And then, when it's like the opposite, prodigal parents. And then when they come back, you have so much for them. Hey, look at your My Inheritance. Meg,
do you have achievements? I know you do. I can tell from your answer.
Richard Simmons.
Okay. All right.
I like where this is going.
Where you...
Milk a cow.
Where you? Oh, that's better. Where you're in the field all night, crushing rocks, sweating.
Okay.
I don't have any achievements. I don't have any achievements. Sorry.
You saying that I'm not making any accusations or anything like that. Please no one take it that way. But you saying. Richard Simmons reminded me that in the N64 version, apparently you can milk bulls. And when you would milk a bull, a green heart would appear above its head.
He falls in love with you.
So the censors missed that, I think. And then Chris Farley comes out.
Is that a joke in Kingpin?
No, I think it's in Tommy Boy.
Oh. Okay.
Right? No, it is Kingpin. I milked your bull.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
To be fair,
it was hard to get going, but once it did,
right?
To be fair, bull semen is probably worth a lot more than milk.
Yeah, I think it is. And I'm glad that you brought up bull semen.
So I like that you're nodding so sagely after you said that. You're like, yes, it is.
Animal semen is like going through the fucking roof. I mean, like if I could buy stock at animal semen, I would because shit. In the Japanese version of the game, they have an item called, let me start it a different way. You can buy an item in the shop to get one of your cows pregnant.
Okay.
And it's called Magical Potion. In the Japanese version of the game, it is called Cow Seed.
Yeah.
So
makes sense.
They don't sugarcoat it at all.
No.
As they shouldn't, if it's going to be like a farm simulator.
And it depends. If you're North American, you give the cow the potion on a completely different side of the animal.
That's hilarious.
I have 2 achievements, and I prepared them.
Yeah. All right. I mean, that's special.
It's usually a good sign, but I've got one called Total Eclipse of the Plot. In order to unlock that, you have to clear the entire ranch of all weeds, stones, boulders, and stumps during one of the eternal nights that happens at the end of each day.
That's extensive.
It's time consuming.
And then the other one I have is Honest Axe. And that's to get the golden axe.
Okay, that's pretty good. That's good.
I wish I could have. I tried really hard to come up with a golden axe.
Oh.
Themed, but I haven't played Golden Axe
in a very long time
that I couldn't. I just couldn't. I was like, I don't know. Well, easy way out.
Well, if we get to the top, if we ever do the Genesis games, we'll be playing 3 of them. So
I look forward to it. Mm-hmm. Hey, Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
I had a time today.
Yep.
Times were, we had times.
We did a podcast.
Yeah, it happened.
Podcast happened.
We talked about things I never really thought I'd talk about. So that's interesting.
I mean, we knew we'd talk about bull semen, but not moons, maybe?
Not moons. Not moons. Clearly not Ganymede. that happened. We do a thing on this show where you will assign a game a beard based on how you feel about it. Would you like to do that? Do you want to keep that up? Or?
Yeah, I think we should do that.
All right. Well then what kind of beard would you give this game?
If I were to give this game a beard, it would be sort of a long, yellowed beard, and the mouth is sort of stained from tamako.
Tamako?
Tamako, which is a hybrid of tomatoes and tobacco.
Is that a real thing?
It's from The Simpsons.
Okay. Because, I mean, I got this holly bush that is like crossbred with all these other fucking bushes I got out, so I know anything is possible.
So it's a long tamako-stained beard, but there's also like dust and grit in it. Like it's like a dust bowl working beard.
True grit.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a farm working tobacco spitting beard.
Okay. I would have also accepted milk mustache, but
that'd be good. That's good.
So that'll be mine. Milk mustache. Not a full beard.
Magic potion mustache.
Magic
getting all
cow
pregnant.
Seed mustache.
Because that's how Meg and I are conceiving a child. I gave her a magic potion.
Oh, okay. I thought it involved a...
Yeah,
a cow seed.
I was about to be really upset.
Mustache.
No, it's just the magic potion.
Good. I like it.
You're dirtier than I am. thinking I was going there, and I was just like, no, magic potion.
No.
Innocent, cutesy magic potion.
I went there too, but I'm certainly dirtier than you are, so I'm not surprised.
I just learned to jump to the most offensive thing and assume that's what's coming out of your mouth.
Like just in general or like dealing with Tyler?
Dealing with Tyler.
Okay, right, okay.
Just in general with everybody and everything.
Right. Could you,
makes my job really awkward.
Could you hand me that cucumber? What? I'm sorry?
Every conversation with your mom is really weird.
No, just with the man I married.
Okay. You're welcome.
Right.
Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
It was a good beard. I can tell you put a lot of time and effort into that beard.
Thinking about that.
I like it. Thinking about that. If you were to give this game a pair of glasses, that would just tell anyone, any new listener, what this game is about. Mm-hmm. What kind of glasses would that be?
Were they very round, gold rim specs that all general store owners have to wear?
Hmm.
Yeah, they're standard issue, aren't they? Mm-hmm. I hadn't really thought about that.
Yep. Every general store owner, you're going to have an apron, probably a bow tie, and these gold rim round spectacles.
And most of the time he's bald.
Yep.
Right?
Balding on top with the fluff around the side.
I don't know. I feel like some of them just have gray hair.
Okay, but
they're older.
They're older.
Bald or older.
Bald or older.
I like bald is an age. Please verify your age.
Typically bald. Bolder.
Yep.
All right, that's good. I don't have glasses, so let's just say magic potion, safety goggles.
You don't want to splash that around because your eye's pregnant.
No.
You don't want to do that.
You get a nasty case of pink eye if you get magic potion in your eye.
Well, we're not Original Flavor Wednesday, so that's some solid game talk about Harvest Moon.
It is.
I hope everybody feels informed and entertained.
Yeah.
There was a lot of like factoids in this episode.
Mm-hmm. I feel like there was a lot of stuff we didn't talk about, but that's okay.
This game, there's so much here. We could do like three episodes. Yeah. If we wanted to fully cover Harvest Moon.
And I don't.
Yeah.
I vote that we don't do that. Mm-hmm. That thing.
But I advise everybody, it's worth checking out.
Check it out.
Yeah.
If you can do it for free, check it out. I wouldn't pay for this game. I'm just going to say that right now.
Yeah.
I wouldn't pay for this game. And I can't in good conscience just recommend someone buy it.
Well, nowadays, I think in the present day, there's no reason to play this game when you can play Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
Animal Crossing is just like the perfection of like what this formula was.
Well, we haven't played the most recent versions though. Not really. So
we can't say it definitively yet. Yeah.
But comparing the recent version of Animal Crossing to this game that is 20 plus years old, let's go with Animal Crossing, right?
Okay. Sure.
All right. That seems fair.
Totally fair.
Thanks for listening, everybody. You can find the show on iTunes or Stitcher. So don't miss the next episode. We'll be talking about, I'm not sure what, on Monday, but...
I don't know. We've been working that out.
But the next game...
There might not be a show. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Oh, shit.
Try to get everyone scared.
Yeah. Everybody panic. I don't know. Lord Mike, I don't know. We don't know. And then, to the Lord.
And then now if we don't do one, we're covered.
Yeah. But then the next Original Flavor Wednesday, I believe, is Gradius 3.
It is. Yeah, it's Gradius 3. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe, give the show a 5-star rating, write a review. We've given out one Goosebump book. It has been signed, sealed, delivered.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got like 50-something more. So stuff happens. Stuff could happen in a non-bribery way.
Right. Please. No bribery.
Wait, are you bribing or are people bribing you?
There's no bribing in any way going on.
I accept bribes. Tyler, if you don't want the bribes, it's fine, but I'll accept them.
Okay.
Hey, baby, you should probably start accepting the bribes.
No, because then I have to split bribes.
We're expecting a child, Dave. We need the bribery money.
You know. All right. Okay, fine.
Baby
fine.
Needs bribes.
I can't argue with that
logic. This baby needs some bribes.
Thanks for being on the show with us, Meg.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. I always like it when you're on here. Oh, it's been a long-ass time.
It's been a while.
Not since Kirby's Avalanche.
Which was right after Dragon Con.
Well, I didn't. Manpog.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's not with us, though.
Yeah, that's not with us.
Oh.
Yeah. We like it when you're here with us.
All right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Anytime.
You guys have plans for another Manpog soon?
Sure.
Okay, right.
Yeah, eventually. We need more Manpog questions.
Is this a
Manpog
a call to action?
Yes, listeners, as of 2 seconds ago, when I decided there will be another Manpog. Mm-hmm.
By executive order.
By executive order. Mm-hmm. I mean, the M does come before the N.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I hope Nikki's okay with this. She's probably.
We'll find out. We'll find out as soon as we're done recording.
She's like, it's Nampog from now on.
Just talking about Vietnam.
Right. See, Manpog makes sense because we just figured you'd talk about men.
We did.
And you did.
We did talk about men because we're ladies and we just talk about boys.
And that's what ladies do. If I learned anything.
And shoes.
Farming simulation. Yeah.
If I learned anything from Harvest Moon, it's that.
The weird sounds you draw hearts grinds me.
Next to in your diary.
Yeah, I guess I got you at least 6 hearts with 3 fish.
That's all it took, baby. No, so listeners, if you have any really fun questions about shoes or boys or
video games,
teen pop idols, well, I guess video games too, fine.
I mean, I don't care.
You can send them to either Tyler at tadpog.com or Dave at tadpog.com or call in.
Yeah, you can call in. You can call in Tadpog Hotline. There's always someone there waiting to listen to your voicemail.
Oh, you can call in with and write in with baby name suggestions, and Nikki and I will rate them.
Will you promise to use one?
She'll promptly ignore them.
Now, no. I don't promise, but if I hear one that's really, really good,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we're open to things.
Yeah. We're open to things.
It's a girl, by the way. So girl names.
So boy names only.
So boy names only for the next one, right? The next one.
I think you should. I think you should name her Harvest Moon Holland.
Hunter Moon. Harvest Moon for a girl. Hunter Moon for a boy.
That means you have to have a child for each moon.
You know, it's funny that like Harvest isn't like a terrible name.
Yeah, you like it? Did we just name the baby?
No.
Harvest. I look at you skeptically.
I mean, like a hippie name.
What? Yeah?
Yeah. Well, no, we're not hippies.
We're all, I mean, we're recording from Tadpog Commune.
I'm just saying, if I were to be a person of, that was living on a commune
mm-hmm.
or...
Composting your own, hair for nutrients.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Then maybe Harvest wouldn't be so bad. Or if I was a farmer and I had met my husband on farmersonly.com.
Yeah, like you do.
And we wanted to pay homage to the way that we make our living together. And we name our child Harvest.
I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say that people that hook up on that site probably have amazing sex. Like, they probably have amazing sex.
Why do you think that?
It's probably, it's got to be kinky. It's got to be like milk jugs are involved. And I mean, I'll just let your imagination wander from there.
Caller, if you found a hookup not necessarily your spouse. If you just got on, like, did like a Tinder, OkCupid style hookup from farmersonly.com,
call us
and tell us about it.
I still think you're making that up.
You find the show notes.
So real.
Well,
I got nothing else.
Like Tyler said, we'll be back next week, probably Monday. We'll figure something out to talk about. In the meantime, you can always find us on tadpog.com. That's where the show notes are, and that's where you can find this Farmers Only.
You don't have to be lonely.
That's good.
Farmersonly.com.
You guys really you invested a lot of time in tricking me.
We created a jingle.
A lot of time, and I can applaud that, but I still don't believe you. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/tadpog. There's always a lot of cool people doing a lot of cool shit on there. If you're not there already, come and join us. Facebook's celebrating their 10th birthday, so you got no excuse. We're waiting for you. We're here at the party. You can follow us on Twitter. We're at tadpog_podcast. It is cumbersome, I realize, but I don't know. Check us out anyway. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of cool people also doing some cool shit there.
It's true.
If you want to call in with suggested baby names for Tadpog First Baby, you can do that. You can do that at call us at 270-883-2555 any time of the day or at night, eternal night. You can do that.
During the 2:45 daytime or the eternal night.
Don't forget, once 6 o'clock hits, it remains 6 o'clock until you go to bed. So I'm just going to live the rest of my life like that and see what happens.
As long as you don't write in your diary, then you're good.
Yeah.
It's eternal.
Can I do a quick plug?
Yeah, please. For Farmers Only?
I think we've plugged them enough.
All right, fair enough.
Our friends Andy and Phil have a podcast called Second Breakfast, and they were gracious enough to have me on to kick off their romantic comedy week. They do a movie podcast, and this week they're focusing on romantic comedies.
So you admit to your podcast adultery.
Podultery.
I admit it. I'm not ashamed.
It's okay. I get to bring another podcast into our relationship then.
Okay.
That's fine.
A polypod relationship.
Yeah. This is a polypoderous.
Man, shit's about to get hot in here. cut to you, farmersonly.com. Any farmers out there in the podcast want to talk about magic potions?
Might have some kinky podcasts with some bottles and shit like that.
Jugs.
I just think farmers like to be milked. There I said it. Okay,
it's fair.
Oh, I'm glad you painted that picture.
If there are any farmers out there who want to refute my claim, please call in.
Or we remain silent and we'll just know.
A farmer that listens to this podcast,
we're very while big in farming. The rural farming population. Hey, Meg.
Yeah.
Our intro song.
Yeah.
What is it?
I don't know. Some song.
Yeah.
All I know about your intro is that some really sexy lady does the disclaimer in the beginning.
Okay.
Eve.
And I stop listening.
Eve, who works in the bar.
I just listen to the disclaimer and then turn it off. So as to not sully my experience.
They would get angry, get upset with the things we say.
That too.
Yeah.
I believe it is a song called Moves by a gentleman who goes by Sycamore Drive.
Mm. That's good.
Solid. You've probably heard this like once before.
Maybe.
Well, where can any listener find that track?
The show notes at tadpog.com.
All right. Okay. Well, we done here?
Yep.
All right. Until next week.
Tropical Capricorn.
Think of a legit farm story. It's gonna be so folksy and farmy.